This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome. Do you have a financial New Year's resolution? There was a time when nearly all people paid off their debts before they hit the Zoomer years. Now that is long gone. People over 65 are taking on more and more debt, first of all, because they can. And they need money because they're living longer. And also because Zoomers are often helping to support children and grandchildren, many still have mortgages. So no surprise then that debt reduction or elimination is the top priority, according to a new Angus Reid poll for CIBC. Paying bills or just getting by came in next with about 15% of people. And by comparison, only 13% said their top priority was growing wealth or investments. In other words, getting ahead. Saving for retirement is well down that list, and that confirms what we already know, that people are delaying retirement either by choice or out of necessity. And when you have these financial resolutions, what are the chances of fulfilling these goals? Sadly, according to this poll, just 16% actually achieved their top financial goal in 2017. So how can you organize yourself to make things stick? And what is your priority? The numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-740. And right now let's go to Jamie Golombek, the Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning at CIBC. Hello, Jamie.
Hi.
So were you surprised at all by these results?
Not really, because this is, in fact, the eighth consecutive year that we've asked Canadians the same series of questions. And once again, paying down debt is the top financial priority for Canadians.
So two-thirds of people think they have to get a handle on their finances. Why is it so difficult?
I think it's difficult because there's so many things that one can spend money on today, certainly with online shopping, with instant delivery, free delivery. There's just so much available, and people are very tempted when emails come in with the latest bargains, save 50%, save 60%, free delivery, get it next day. There's just so many choices. Not to mention that interest rates are at near all-time lows, and people say in many cases, it's less expensive to borrow now than it ever has before. So therefore, they don't worry about it. And this is a consistent problem the last number of years with Canadians' debt levels.
But interest rates have started to come up. And I believe the people you polled are also saying that they're sorry they didn't pay it all back when it was at rock bottom.
Well, that's right. So we are seeing rates rising a little bit. They're still historically low in terms of all-time rates. That being said, when we talk to Canadians and we ask them specifically about debt reduction, they're finding that, you know, even inflation growth is outpacing, the average earnings. And in fact, it's really important to pay down debt. And many of them wished that they had taken advantage of this opportunity a few years ago when interest rates were even lower. The problem is that, of course, as interest rates start to climb and we're not sure where they're going to go, they could go higher in 2018, that could make the cost of borrowing, whether it's a mortgage, whether it's other types of debt, more expensive and less affordable. And that's why it's important now, as we start to make our New Year's resolutions for 2018, to really get a handle on our level of debt.
I'd like to focus in on the Zoomer demographic, people who are a bit older. Now, it used to be, I think part of it was also a mindset that you absolutely paid off your debts. Well, that is no longer the case, and people are taking on debt into their retirement years.
We are seeing that, and we are seeing that, in fact, people are still, retiring with a mortgage. Hopefully the mortgages aren't too large, but they are still retiring with a mortgage. And in that case, they need to make sure that they've got a plan to pay down that debt over a certain period of time. In some cases, that may mean, cutting back on financial gifts to adult children. We've seen that trend. We've talked about that before on the show, where we have many, many parents, sometimes in their, 60s and 70s, still supporting adult kids, whether or not they've moved back home or whether or not you're just helping them financially, paying their cell phone bills, paying rent, things like that. This is putting a hamper in retirement for many seniors, and it's really something that people need to take very seriously. Make sure they have that budget to take care of themselves before they start making significant financial gifts to their adult children.
And what about saving for retirement is well down the list, and we're living longer, which is the good news, but it means we'll need more money.
Well, that's right, and that's why we believe it's very important to sit down with a financial advisor and have a plan, a financial plan and a retirement plan. Many people could be living 30 years or more into retirement, and have we saved enough for that? Have we budgeted enough for retirement? And that's where you can sit down with a specialist, with an expert in this area, a financial advisor, that will look at what you have now, what your expected rates or return are. No one knows for sure, but historically, based on your asset allocation, and then look at your spending patterns and determine, do I need to cut back a bit now, budget a bit tighter, and maybe put a little extra aside each year in the working years, or if I'm partially retired, maybe I'm doing some consulting work or part-time work to make sure that I have the type of retirement standard of living that I want to have.
And so what are some tips to make these resolutions stick? I mean, looks like most people are not successful.
Yeah, well, we've got a number of one. I mean, first of all, I think the most important thing is budgeting. So we tell everyone of any age to write down your income and write down your expenses. So if you're living on a pension income, you've got Canada Pension Plan, maybe you've got old age security, you've got some part-time work, consulting work, maybe some dividends from your portfolio, I would get a handle on that. So all your income, and then look at your expenses and put down your essential expenses. You know, things like, housing, food, transportation, healthcare, things like that. Number two, I would get a handle on any high interest debt. Hopefully most of our listeners don't have consumer debt, credit card debt, where you're looking potentially at, interest rates of 20% or higher. That's really a number one priority. Once that debt is paid off, then you could look at increasing savings. Distinguishing between needs and wants, as I mentioned earlier, the importance of budgeting between essentials and non-essentials. Looking at things like discretionary expenses. Can we cut back on entertainment, travel, dining out, things like that? Automate your savings. So if you have the opportunity now, if you have unused RSP room, if you're under 71, if you are over, perhaps TFSAs with the limit of $5,500 a year, have it automated coming out of your account every month. And then finally, as we said earlier, get an expert opinion. Speak to a financial advisor that really can set you up with a financial plan.
Do you find that older people have a different attitude to all of this than younger people? Or is it getting to the point, I know that we talk a lot about people living beyond their means and kind of everybody's there.
Yeah, I think it's pretty widespread. I mean, I think that older people certainly have the experience and know what it was like, perhaps, in a day where buying and consumption was not as easy as it is right now. And perhaps they're a bit more responsible. But we see this issue right across the age spectrum, where spending is high, debt levels are high, and people don't have a plan. You know, in our survey, only one-third of Canadians expected to put together a financial plan. And it's important to have a budget. And I think for any age, including retirement, especially in retirement, you need to have a financial plan.
Mm-hmm. And with more people, people are having different options, kind of with full retirement, not so much, but kind of they work a bit. Is it reasonable to assume that you can continue to do that to bring in some income?
Yeah, I think it's reasonable in most cases, other than situations where health perhaps is a problem. So if someone's in relatively good health, and, you know, it certainly is possible. We've seen part-time work, certainly. We've seen consulting work possible. It certainly depends on the type of, career that you've had, type of job that you've had. But we are certainly seeing many seniors continuing to work, certainly well beyond the traditional retirement age of, say, 65. We see people work well into their 70s. And again, it all depends on health for the most part. You have to want it. You have to have a job that you enjoy or something that you find rewarding, unless obviously you need the money and then you have to continue working. But I think it's realistic. I think people are doing it, and many people actually enjoy it.
Okay, and finally, just what would you like to leave us with?
I think the most important thing is it's hard to do it alone, so get some advice. In other words, speak to your financial advisor, walk into your local financial institution and talk to them and say, this is my life, this is my income, these are my expenses, these are my savings goals and priorities, and let someone help you walk through that difficult goal of retirement planning.
Okay, Jamie Galombek, thank you so much and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to talk about something that is growing in popularity just in time for the new year. I just discovered it. Non-alcoholic champagne. Apparently, non-alcoholic drinks are the only growing segment of the beverage market, and maybe it's something we should wrap our heads around. It's like I was surprised at how good this stuff is. So just before we head back to the parties this weekend, we're going to be talking about that. And before we go to break, the number's 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-740. And I'm curious, would you consider some non-alcoholic bubbly or something for New Year's? Back soon.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.